This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry
on 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It is a Wednesday at Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Let's get our heads right. What a night in baseball yesterday. If you're just a baseball fan watching those games yesterday, holy smokes, you couldn't have asked for more drama. Just incredible, incredible. Now, maybe one result that San Diegans didn't want yesterday. But holy cow, like, take all that out of it. Some really, really good baseball. Baseball playoffs, absolutely electric. And here we go. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I am Woodsy, our executive producer, gentleman by the name of Paul Reindel. Good morning, P.T. Reindel.
Good morning.
My friendly neighborhood sports anchor and co-host. He's on very, very minimal sleep today. Very minimal sleep. Ben Higgins. You had tell everybody what happened to you last night.
Is that okay to actually talk about?
Oh, absolutely. All right. And in fact, I think it's important to do so.
We do believe in mental health.
Yeah.
And it was weird. I was trying to go to sleep last night about 12:45. Gotten back from Channel 10 as I normally do. Settled, you know, didn't have any. Maybe it's because I'm not late night snacking anymore. Went right to bed, trying to do the right thing. Intermittent fasting, so no eating at night, and I just couldn't fall asleep. Usually, I hit the pillow, give me 8 seconds, I'm gone.
Yeah.
You know, I just get so little sleep, it's so easy. And every time I started to doze off, I kept feeling like, what if I stopped breathing? And it wasn't because I was stuffed up or having any trouble
right.
breathing. I wasn't
sick.
Congested.
Right.
Nothing was wrong. It's my brain just kept telling me, don't fall asleep, don't fall asleep. It was weird. And I sat, it was like an hour plus before I finally was able to kind of relax. It was just a very weird moment for me.
It is a strange, the brain is such a powerful thing, and it's really hard.
I know it was totally a mind trick.
It
my
totally
mind
is.
Was panicking me for some reason.
When it happens to me a lot during the baseball season. And when the Padres are on, and it's that 7-10 start, and we're all watching the games, and let's say, I mean, there were some exciting times this year. We had some really exciting finishes to games. I remember those games would end at, 10:45, 11, and, you know, Caratini walk-off or something, and you're lying in bed, and you can't sleep. The adrenaline is coursing through your veins, and you just lay there, and you're like, I'm dead. Now, here's the difference in you and I is I take several different things from time to time to help me fall asleep. I have to, because this brain goes 200 miles an hour all day long, all the time. And I'm not physically exhausted like you are every day, but it's a panic. I think you had a little bit of a mini panic attack.
Maybe. And there's nothing really going on. I think I'm a little nervous. The golf tournament's coming up,
oh,
the Penske Lincoln Benton Woods Open. It's a big event for us, and we've never done anything like this before.
Yeah.
And that's probably in the back of my mind. I'm feeling a little extra stress that I don't normally deal with because of that.
Yeah, of course.
I'm excited about it, obviously. We've already sold it, like all the tickets out the second it went. That's good news. But still, I want everyone to have a great experience. I don't want people leaving going, that was kind of... was kind of a bad tournament. I want them to say, "Oh, that was one of the most fun.
I had a blast.
Day of
the weather
golf
was great.
And, yeah, I was yesterday. I came. What happens if it rains?"
Ben spun me out yesterday morning. The likes of which he goes, "I go. You know, I feel good. I feel happy. We're going to be talking to Tom Seidler on Friday. We're going to be talking about the auction that's going to start on Monday. So if you missed your chance to get in, you can bid on a chance to play with me, Paul, Ben." We're going to have some fun with that, too. Highest bidder. We don't know who it will be. Ben thinks it'll be me. I think it'll be him. We both think it could be Paul. So we just don't know. But we're going to have some fun with that. We're going to talk to Tom about some of the players that are coming out to play as well, some of the Padres alumni. Talk about some of the incredible experiences that you can bid on as well, like co-hosting Ben and Woods for a day. Like you come in and co-host. And I'll show you how easy. Everyone thinks they can do this job. Here's your chance. Okay? Here's your chance. Here's
your money where your mouth is.
Open the show. Be entertaining. Have a ball, right? All right, so.
We'll just kick our feet up and let you go.
There's a couple people out there. I'll actually bid on it for. I'll pay for it. I want to see you come in here, you, the Woods detractors, come and sit down and do it. All right, just have a ball and let's see. I may pitch in.
You might get full backed by me. You never know what's going to happen.
100%, right? So I came in like a wrecking ball. So we're going to have Tom on. We're going to talk about all that on Friday. But, you know, you mentioned golf, Ben, and I did not get to play last week cuz I was sick. I left the show early on Tuesday. I had strep throat. And I I'm sick. When I canceled my golf outing on Tuesday. And I just felt, I texted our buddy Foster, told Paulie, I go, "Hey, you guys are a twosome today. I'm out. I don't feel well." So I went home. So I got to play yesterday. And we played at a place out in God's country, Fallbrook. Golf Club of California. The hidden gem of Southern California. There's a couple of courses. Arrowwood in Oceanside is one I consider a hidden gem. Phenomenal shape. This place, Golf Club of California, it's incredible. You've never played there.
I have not. One of the few courses in the county I have actually not played.
You would lose your mind. It is beautiful. It is stunning. It is challenging, the whole bit. So the thing I've really liked about starting to play golf pretty seriously for the last year, it's fun. Like, there was only a twosome yesterday. Paulie didn't play. It was me and Foster. We go out there, and you always run the risk. You're like, "Oh, God, who are we going to get paired with?" Right? And it's tough when you're a very average golfer like me. You don't want to be paired up with the guy that's really, really good because you don't want to slow him down. But you don't want to be paired up with the guy that's playing for his third time either because you're better than that. You want to keep it moving, and at least I know the etiquette, how to move, get things going. So it's always a risk to see who they pair you with. You guys, I hit the mother load yesterday. We got paired with a guy named Lenny from Boston. Lenny was phenomenal. Cavs like you. Yours are a little bit better. I did a side-by-side on the phone. Yours are better. Lenny was as cool as could be. Boston guy. Been out here 21 years. He goes, "You know, I've never been back for Christmas." I go, he goes, "Never. 21 years I've been here." I go, "Really? Like, you don't go?" He goes, "I had to win a coat. I sold it in a yard sale." He goes, "I would never leave here. They can come out here. I'm not going back there in freaking December." He was phenomenal. And then I played with a guy. Does this name ring a bell? Rigo Rodriguez?
Rigo Rodriguez. Yeah. I love the name.
It's
rolls off the tongue.
Phenomenal name. Former Padres minor leaguer, Rigo Rodriguez. Back in the day, Benny, the 80s, the early 80s, he faced Doc Gooden. He played against Bobby Bonilla. All these stories he was telling yesterday. The mother load. It was phenomenal. Then I said, so what happened? You know, he goes, "To be honest with you, I was supposed to replace Greg Nettles." Nettles was coming here. Everything had really kind of fallen off. But Greg Nettles still put asses in the seats here in San Diego. So in my opinion, I was good enough to do it. And they went with Nettles, and I was tired of it. I said, "Well, what'd you do next?" He goes, "I went into the DEA. I was in the DEA for 27 years.
Holy.
I went... Oh, my God.
I bet he's got better stories from that than anything in baseball.
It was the first question I asked him. All right, Regal, I got to ask you. Better stories from your baseball playing days or from your DEA? And he goes, brother, I got both. What do you want? What do you want to hear? So literally, we would get on the green, and then like I'd be putting, and he'd be like, let me tell you about this one time that Doc Gooden hit me in the arm with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Then the next one would be like, I got to tell you about the time I found 450 tons of cocaine. And I'm just like, oh, my God, it was the mother load. Like, you know, you're on the golf course. You got all day to kind of shoot the breeze, chew the fat. I'm just sitting there with my mouth wide open. He said he seized like 20 tons of weed one time. And he goes, back in the day, you just take a big fire pit and you pour gasoline all over the weed and you just burn it. You just burn weed. He goes, we were so effed up by the end of it. We're all contact tied up. We're barbecuing, cooking food. He goes, it was unbelievable. So I'm just sitting there listening. I go, hey,
do as we say, not as we do.
Yeah, exactly. I go, what's the most amount of money you ever see? You see those raids, right?
Right. Like
those,
yeah.
He goes, we took down a house one time. We've ripped out all the paneling and the walls. He goes, millions of dollars stuffed into the wall. And I'm like, I'm just looking at him like, you can't ask, right?
No.
Like, right. He was as cool as could be. So then he said, what about you, man? He's watching my swing and he goes, yeah, baseball player? I go, yeah, how'd you know? He goes, oh, I can tell. I spot him a mile away. He goes, look at you. You're this and that. He's like, he lays it out and he goes, you know, I'm a coach still. He goes, brother, how old are you? I go, 46. He goes, you still playing? I go, yeah. We got a game on Saturday. He goes, I can get you hitting like you've never hit before. Take me about 2 hours. I go, come on, really? He goes, yeah, finest place. I'll throw you BP. I'm going to get you locked in. I'm like, this is the greatest day of my life. I'm going to go work out with this guy like tomorrow, and he's going to throw me live batting practice.
Well, you just hit a home run recently.
I did.
So you're already kind of locked in.
I'm feeling pretty good, but you can always be better. You can always be better. It was such a fun experience on the golf course. Now, we're on like 12. He steps up, and he is a big hitter. Big hitter. But he yanks it left. It goes into the other fairway. And he goes, I'm going to go over. I'm going to find my ball before somebody picks it up. Gets over there, hauls ass over. Next thing you know, all we hear is, what? No, screw you, man. No, hey, I know what you did. And there's like, they're arguing. Some dude picked his ball up off the fairway.
Oh, my God.
And he asked the guy about it. He goes, no, I didn't take your ball. The other two dudes in the other guy's group go, yeah, he picked up your ball. Then he was lying.
They sold him out.
They sold their buddy out. And then Rico was like, your guys just told me you picked up the ball. He goes, I don't have your effing ball, bro. If you want to meet in the parking lot, Rico's like, let's go. Let's go right now. I will kick your ass up and down this golf course. One of the best days of golf I can ever remember. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Holy.
The stories, the attitude, the whole thing. It was so much fun.
See, now, if you replaced me with Woods, and I was playing with Foster, and we met Rego,
yeah.
The sum total of my conversations would be, oh, nice shot, man. Oh, yeah, good swing. Nice ball, man.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end, I probably wouldn't even know his name.
No, he was phenomenal.
I just go about my business for 4.5 hours playing golf, and we go our separate ways. You make a friend for life
I got a new trainer out of it. I'm like, he can teach Bo how to hit better. Like, this is, and he just got done. He was coaching up in New York, coaching at a college up there. Dude, really, really smart baseball guy, really smart golf guy as well. I learned a lot of stuff from him yesterday.
Do you think he's a secret candidate to be the new Padres manager? Dark horse? Like,
I'll tell you what.
Unknown candidate.
I'll tell you one thing right now. Padres could do a lot worse than Rego Rodriguez. They could do a lot worse than Rego. A lot worse. They've had a lot worse.
Who the fudge is Rego Rodriguez? Well, you know, Woods texted A.J. Preller, and they met for coffee, and A.J. was just blown away, and all of a sudden, he's the new manager of the Padres.
Dude was so intense. So intense. And, yeah, I really, really had a great, it was such a fun, fun day. He did one thing, though, that drove me crazy. One. And when you're out there golfing, I wasn't struggling. I was playing like I normally do. Hit some great shots, hit some really poor shots. But he started giving me tips in the middle of my round. Right? Like, hey, back up a little bit. No, really open your head. I'm like, oh, God. And then I just started to spin out. Like, don't give me tips. Give me tips after the round. If you see something maybe I should work on, not while I'm addressing the ball. Right? Like, nobody wants to hear that. So you just, it's the mind is such a powerful tool when you're out there. You can't flood the mind with a bunch of stuff to think about while you're out there on the golf course. So, but man, what a great day. Rego, if you're listening, had a blast with you.
Is that him?
That's him. That's him, yeah.
His 1982.
1982, Beaumont Golden Gators. You'll find a recent picture of him. He was coaching, I guess, this summer up in New York. It was so fun. It was just such a good time. And now I have somebody to throw me live batting practice, which is phenomenal.
He's such an easy friend maker.
Phenomenal.
I do envy that about you.
It was so great. Such a good time.
All right. It's a good way to get us started. I like that story. This is kind of a Padres Insider Day Wednesday for us. Gwynn and Chris had a chance to talk to Dennis Lynn yesterday from The Athletic. We'll kind of see what he had to say about the Padres rumors going on right now. And then A.J. Cassavell is going to be with us at 8:40 for a fresh take at the end of our show today. So Padres Insider Wednesday here on Ben and Woods. I do want to read this tweet before we move on. Kristen sent it yesterday after the show. She was listening late. She said, listening to Ben and Woods, the perils of the night shift. Now we know why Paul Reindel and Ben Higgins worry about their daily ditty and what Stephen Woods will judge them on. Hashtag Dan and Shay. Going back to our conversation yesterday about our boss Adam missing his beloved Braves game to go to a Dan and Shay concert. You were merciless. Anyone who even thought they ever liked Dan and Shay, it now must feel like humiliated based on your just vehement takedown.
I'm very judgy about music.
You're so judgy.
I'm sorry. But I'm not really.
And of course,
you should be embarrassed.
Now,
if you're like this, you should be embarrassed. It's embarrassing.
We had this conversation while you were gone that Paul and I...
Did you enjoy it when I was gone? You can pick whatever you
want. No, I talked about how I had had therapy the day before, and we heavily focused on all my insecurities in life.
Sure, I have the same.
And I thought, you know what? It was my daily ditty selection. I picked Have You Ever Seen the Rain by CCR. Look, great song. I like it.
Phenomenal.
It's on one of my plays. But I picked it specifically because I knew it was just me and Ben, and I'm like, Ben's going to like this song. Would I still have picked it if you were here? Maybe.
It's a great song. Who's going to make fun of CCR?
I said that. I said, Woods will probably listen to this too, but I'm catering my pick right now to Ben for sure.
Like, but we seek approval. It's weird.
I wouldn't
weird.
Have picked Drake unless you were here because Ben would be like, who the hell is this? Let's skip over and talk, you know,
Aztec
basketball.
Oh, see, I always just pick what I want or something I think will be a good conversation starter.
Well, see, now it's my selection today.
Oh,
so
boy.
I always get spun out. I will have our daily ditty pick coming up. We'll get into the NLCS and ALCS games from last night. As Wood said, both unbelievably exciting games.
Yeah.
Even though one ended 9-2 and the other was 5-2 in the
eighth.
It
was so exciting, though.
You wouldn't think, but
right.
Both of them absolutely fantastic. So we'll talk about that coming up. Getting started here, the segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. Glad to have you with us on a Wednesday morning. It's Ben and Woods. Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Everything to you. You say you wanna start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear.
That's weird, I think.
And a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
Hey, you're leaving, but I hope you have a lot of nice things to wear as you leave.
Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild
great song.
Yeah, I saw you singing along. I knew I had made a good selection.
It's great song. Hey, listen. make the choices you want to make. Don't worry about
Oh, I do.
Don't worry
I
about
do.
My shallow We talked about judgment.
He said he will pick. He doesn't care if you shame
no.
him.
Yeah, he doesn't
but
care.
We both agreed that
it's still fun,
if
though.
If we don't
when you hit
tell
one.
You what our song is and you just hear it and you go, oh, yes, the song is a jam.
It makes you feel good.
We're like, all right, it's a little validating.
You it guys is. Seeking my musical approval. It's the only thing I'm judgy about, really.
Cat Stevens, now known as Yusuf after he converted to Islam
yep.
From the 1970s. Wide World, I love this Wild World, is a great song, but the reason I picked it is I heard it this weekend, Shelly and I in Leucadia, one of her absolute favorites. He really is great, local musician, John Bennett. Just got a, like someone threw out a request just from the audience. It always floors me.
That they can just play
when
it.
When you can, you just have a guy up there and someone just yells out a song, hey, play Wild World.
Nuts.
He goes, oh, sure. And then, you know, he's got the band, like he's got his bass player and he starts going on the guitar and singing. It's like,
it's crazy.
How do you know all the words of so many songs and just play it like that? It always amazes me.
The thing that trips me out most, and I've been playing guitar since I've been like 6 years old. So six, seven, around there. And then got okay at it when I was like maybe 18, 19, 20. Like, okay, serviceable. When I read articles and listen to interviews of guys that said, oh, I learned how to play by playing along with the record. What? Like how do you hear something and go, oh, okay, well, now I know where to put my fingers on the guitar. No, that doesn't make any sense. Like,
I had a buddy. He was very good at guitar. Not quite to that level, but yeah. Hey, do you know this song? He goes, no, I've never heard of that. And he could pull up the chords on his phone and just kind of hear it one time and just go, okay, boom, and then he knows it.
That I can do. I can pull up chords. As long as I have the chords, I can play.
Play by ear.
Any song. That's not playing by ear.
That's not playing by
playing ear. Playing by ear is Paul hitting Wild World and me going, I've never heard it, and I go over and I grab my guitar and go. All right, let's go. No.
You're no Cat Stevens.
No, right? So. Nope.
You're trying to play the vocals, though.
No, I'm not. I mean,
a little bit. I hear it there. Right.
Somewhat,
it's in
there.
You've got some skill.
But that is. Oh yeah, I learned how to. You hear like Jimmy Page go. I used to listen to like Chuck Berry records, and that's how I learned how to play guitar. What? How did you know where to put your fingers? How did you know how like what to do? It's. People that are musically inclined like that, it's mind-boggling.
Text from my mother, Kim Higgins, says, Dad and I listened to this album the night we met.
Wow.
Maybe there's a reason I like that one.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Boy, that was a really popular scene back then. It was a very soft rock type of scene, but I like that scene a lot. The older I get, I think I appreciate it more.
Well, you know, a little folky, but some of the good, you know, there's good folk now that kind of is country / folk / Americana.
Oh, yeah.
Shelly loves all of
Me
that
too.
Stuff so much. So,
Me
yeah.
too. Great pick. Great pick. Great pick.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. All right. Relax. I made a decent selection. I don't have to worry about it now until next Monday because you guys have the rest of the week, so I can. Go ahead and get ready for that. Before we get into baseball last night, any chance you caught any of the either of the NBA opening games yesterday? any chance? Not at all.
You think I would watch those filthy Dodger-loving Lakers for even 1 second?
I'm always torn because you know how much I like Steve Kerr. So when it's Warriors-Lakers, even though I am a Lakers fan, I hate cheering against Steve Kerr. His team looked a lot better than the Lakers last night. Lakers didn't play poorly for the first three quarters. LeBron and Anthony Davis were great. Everyone else was pretty much garbage. Russell Westbrook was, he gets a triple-double pretty much every day of his life until he joins
the
Lakers.
Now
he gets a triple-single.
It's hard to
it's a little different
spread
when
the
you're
wealth.
Not, when
yes.
you're not the guy.
Yeah.
Right? A bit different.
I wonder how that dynamic, they're going to have to figure out something that works.
They will.
Because
they will figure, it's the first game all
yes,
three of them together,
I know.
Right?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
You shouldn't be worried.
I mean, DeAndre Jordan, Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony coming off the bench, Rajon Rondo. I mean, it's a who's who of basketball players, but it's also such a team game that you can't just, it's not going to be instantaneous that they all play well together right away.
I had the Bucks and the Nets going earlier on the iPad during the Braves game, and oh my God, the Bucks look so good.
Did they?
Coming out of the gate, Giannis looks like he got even better.
I mean, they always, you know, the
his
night
jumper is so smooth. You're like, how do you stop that? He's 8 feet tall.
Most teams look good on the night they get their championship rings at home against anyone. I mean, that's got to be a confidence.
By the way, easily the coolest championship ring I've ever seen.
I thought it was too busy.
They get better and better every year. Dude, this one, the top half like unscrews off the ring, and then it's got a little hole on the top, and you can put a chain through it, and it becomes a necklace.
It's like got a QR code hidden under there, so you can like scan it with your phone.
It's one of one.
I mean,
I'll send it.
I think it's a little busy myself for a championship ring, but they played like champions last night against the Nets, who without Kyrie Irving, I mean, there's no one there to kind of take the focus off of Durant and Harden. So, I mean, they're going to miss him as long as he continues to not be able to play because he's not vaccinated. So that's an issue for the Nets. The Lakers going to have some chemistry issues to work out. The Warriors, I thought, were the big stars last night, even without Klay Thompson's not back yet.
When is he back?
He's still rehabbing, but should be back, I think, you know, fairly soon. He's kind of getting closer to that return, but they look good with their new complimentary pieces to Steph, who played triple-double for Steph Curry, first one since 2016. I mean, he quoted afterwards that I played like trash, and he got a triple-double, and they beat the Lakers on the road. I don't know. Maybe the Warriors are back after a couple of off seasons because of injuries, announcing themselves as contenders last night.
So. Yeah, I don't watch the filthy Dodger-loving Lakers. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
Ben. You'd rather just watch the Dodgers.
I'd rather just watch the Dodgers, yeah. Watch the Dodgers-Braves.
All right, we'll get into our thoughts on probably the biggest swing of the baseball season so far.
Yes.
Last night. And the ninth inning rally at Fenway Park as well. NLCS, ALCS talk coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available right now only on the free Odyssey app. I got a couple of notes for Major League Baseball and how they conduct their postseason from last night that I think they could improve on. Let's just say that. We'll get to that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, I'll start here, Woods. I'm sure there was a valid television ratings type reason to start game three of the NLCS at 2:08 p.m. in Los Angeles in October, when you knew for about three or four innings of that game that the right fielder would have no chance to catch a fly ball that was headed in their direction because the sun would be directly in all of their faces. I mean, that seems like just like, hey, that's a non-start. We can't play at that time. Because you won't be able to see baseballs on a good portion of our outfield at Dodger Stadium at this time of day, at this time of year. Play all your games almost all at night or in the bright sunlight of the day in the summer when it's, you know, the sun's way above your head. But here in the playoffs, when the games really matter, when one missed fly ball can change the course of the entire postseason, they start a game at 2:08.
Did it have to do with the Lakers also?
I heard someone suggesting that they didn't want to overlap. Yeah, between not.
That's what I thought.
I mean, it's not like Dodger Stadium and Staples Center are right next door to each other. They're on opposite ends of kind of downtown Los Angeles. Yes, there's traffic. Doesn't seem to matter. I mean, were the Dodgers fans leaving to get to the Lakers game with their team down 5-2 in the seventh inning of yesterday's game?
Clip of the cars driving out.
Did they? They didn't even sell out the game yesterday. There is $22 tickets available for NLCS Game 3 at Dodger Stadium yesterday.
It's embarrassing. I'd be embarrassed.
I think what frustrates us so much is that as a Padres fan, or as a fan of most teams in Major League Baseball, you look at that opportunity. How many times have the Padres played in the NLCS ever? Twice. You don't appreciate what you have. If you're not even showing up, oh, well, you know, we'll probably be back there next year.
What do you got, 18 million people in L.A.?
Yeah.
55,000 tickets or
yeah,
roughly.
Yeah, they stole about 51. They got close.
That's mortifying. I'd be mortified. If I was a Dodger fan, I'd be absolutely embarrassed.
I think the Braves have had the same problem as well, that they've failed to sell out, you know, playoff games here in the last, you know, 20 years. And I guess it's that spoiled attitude. Well, our team makes the playoffs pretty much every year. It's a rarity when we don't. It's just not special enough. A playoff series, an NLCS series, isn't special enough to really drive demand up to the point where it's not only sold out. I mean, if that game was the Padres at Petco Park, it'd be sold out. Ticket, like resell tickets, the price would be through the roof. It'd be, you know, 100, 150 just to get into a, you know, upper deck seat somewhere in the 300 section. But at Dodger Stadium, they were like advertising on their Jumbotron, $22 seats available for the game because they couldn't even sell it out on their own website for a playoff game.
The leaving early, down 5-2 with the lineup that you have is a joke. It's a joke. And I mean, I tweeted yesterday. Look, I'm not dumb enough to tweet that the Dodgers are a bad team. They're not. I called it. Yeah, I said it on the air yesterday. They'll win today. You're not going to lose that game. Now, I color me as shocked and surprised as anybody that Charlie Morton outlasted Walker Buehler yesterday. I was on the golf course. I flipped on. I go, oh, my God, it's 2-0 already. And bottom of the first.
Two batters.
It's 2-0. And now they got the bases loaded. They got out of that. Morton got out of that. And, you know, the Braves came scratching and clawing their way back. And I said, yeah, that team's too good. The fact that you're an L.A. Dodger fan and you paid money to go to an NLCS game, or maybe you didn't, you got tickets, whatever the case may be, there's really, to be down 3 runs and say, well, that's it for me. I'm packing up and heading out in a National League Championship Series game when your team is down 2-0 and down 3 runs. You're not going to be there. That video of the cars leaving LA. Can I get a tattoo of a live action shot? Because that would be the next step in tattoos, right? Oh, you can actually watch it on my arm. It was amazing. It's so indicative of that fan base. It's ridiculous.
Now, in their defense, the Dodgers had been 0-83 when trailing by 3 runs in the postseason in the 8th inning or later. So they had never come back like that in a postseason game until yesterday. And honestly, I thought the Braves played the best of their 3 games. For the first 7 innings,
yeah,
I thought they played better than they did in games 1 or 2 when they won at home in walk-off fashion in Atlanta. I thought they really looked dialed in, you know, finally in this series. And then, of course, Cody Bellinger, unbelievable story. Yeah. After the year that he had, batting under 200, for him to come up now with, what is this, like 3, you know, huge, huge hits for the Dodgers in the postseason. The game-tying 3-run home run in the 8th inning, then Mookie Betts with the go-ahead double later that inning, and the Dodgers pull out a 6-5 win that honestly, you're not going to get much of a bigger swing in terms of like odds to win, not just the game, but the World Series for the Dodgers. If they lose that game, if Cody Bellinger doesn't hit a home run in that situation, and the Dodgers, at that point, I think were 91% to lose the game. If they lose that, they're down 3-0. There's only been one team that's ever come back from 3-0. You're probably 98% to lose the series if you lose that game,
yeah,
which means your World Series odds are infinitesimal at that point. Now, down 2-1 with the next 2 games at home, it's a completely different story for the Dodgers. I mean, there are Braves fans who are going, we're toast now.
Yeah,
we're toast.
They saw it last year. You know, they were up 3-1 against the Dodgers. And I even tweeted it. I said, they're cooked. They're absolutely cooked. You can't let a game like, you cannot let an opportunity like that slip through your fingers. And again, you can't really blame Luke Jackson. You can blame the pitch selection there. Now, most guys aren't able to hit 98 at their eyes. Cody Bellinger is. Well, you've seen him do it. He also looks like a back foot slider in that case would be kryptonite for him. And John Smoltz said the same thing. I'm going to defer to his expertise on this. He goes, why would you throw him a fastball at any height? You know, unless it's over the catcher's head, why would you throw a fastball?
Now, he had just swung through a fastball, sure, that was like 6 inches lower.
He ain't going to miss another
than one. The one that he hit for the 3-run homer.
You can sneak the cheese by a rat once. You're not going to sneak the cheese by a rat again. And to
can't take him up the ladder. I mean, it looks like he was trying to take him up the ladder.
Oh, he went up the ladder. And again, Not a bad pitch by Luke Jackson, but a bad pitch selection by Luke Jackson. They said, throw a back foot slider to Cody Bellinger, and that is you're out. You're out of the inning, period. So it's tough, man, because now they have Julio Urias on the mound today, the Dodgers do, and now the Braves are going to go bullpen day. Now the Dodgers' bullpen is taxed. What did Roberts use yesterday? 9 pitchers? You don't expect that with Walker Buehler on the bump. So it's the war of attrition that is the Major League Baseball playoffs. Eno Saris sent yesterday one of my favorite tweets I have ever read about the game of baseball. This is why Eno Saris needs to be in the front office down at Petco Park. He says this. If your team is definitely headed towards the postseason next year, it seems the thing to do now is get like 6 or 7 guys stretched out to 80-plus pitches. If you can, you're going to use like 5 relievers you trust anyway, piggyback in September for October prep. That to me, and it seems so elementary. He rarely makes elementary points. He's a very, very analytical and smart guy. That point to me, I went, oh yeah, that's what you do. If you're one of those, that handful of teams, Ben, that knows they're going to go to October, you actually have to start preparing in maybe mid-September of like, think about the Padres. Let's go up and down the roster. You say, Who would be a perfect...
Stammen stretches out.
Stretch.
Yeah.
We're going to stretch.
Stammen, we need you to be usually, a 3-4 inning guy
we
now.
We usually throw you for 30 pitches. You're going to go 60. You know, and you have to keep that in the back of your mind all year long if that's where you're headed as a team. I thought that was such a brilliantly simple
I saw
point.
That tweet as well, and there's certainly something to that in terms of... Now, you have to be able to know you're going to the playoffs. You're not fighting for a playoff spot down the stretch.
There are teams like that.
Sure.
You know?
And, now, the one part that I don't think Eno addressed is in the postseason, when you're switching pitchers like that, you also have to account for, in the National League at this point, pinch hitters.
Sure.
And you bat for the pitcher, and you may stretch out a guy, but if you're down 3 runs...
You got to have a pinch hitter.
His spot comes up in the lineup, and you got 2 runners on... Then you got to throw a pinch hitter, and we just burned our guy that we had stretched. Now we're back to our bullpen and throwing 7-8 guys out there, which has been the norm now. That's no longer out of the ordinary to see 7 or 8 pitchers in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Padres did it by necessity last year,
sure,
when they played the St. Louis Cardinals and the Dodgers. Now it seems like it's almost the norm. I wrote down yesterday in the 2 games combined, there were 26 pitchers used in a total of 8 hours and 18 minutes of baseball with no extra innings in either game. An average of 4 hours, 9 minutes for the 2 games with 26 total pitchers used.
I have less than 0 issue with that. Because you know what? In a 162-game season, fine. You want to speed it up? Fine. Fine. When the playoffs get here, those games could be 19 hours long. I don't care. It's the greatest sporting event known to man, the baseball playoffs. And nothing comes close, except for hockey, maybe. Wish I was a bigger hockey fan. I'm not. I have experienced playoff hockey. It's intense. It's as intense as can be. But even in hockey, Ben, even in hockey, we're able to run out the clock a little bit. You can. You can pass it around. You can play keep away for a little bit. You can clear it.
Back skate a little bit.
You know, you can kill time. You cannot kill the clock in baseball. And that's why playoff baseball remains numero uno, bar none.
I think that's a fair take. I still think you could probably shave a little bit of time off these games.
No.
Without sacrificing any of the drama or excitement. Maybe I'm just bitter because knowing that the Dodger game started at 2, I was all set. Well, I know I'll have highlights at 6:30 on Channel 10, my 6:22 sports segment, and I can't show highlights if a game is still in progress. There's a rule. It has to be over. Final pitch has to be done before you can show highlights. And the final pitch happened about 1 second after I finished my sports cast. So I had to completely throw everything out and change at the last second, which is always a pain in the butt because that game lasted much longer than I anticipated. Now, I have a second bone to pick with Major League Baseball. I'll do that. First, want to tell everybody, The Biggest Fan is returning November 1st. Here's what you do. Visit 973thefansd.com/ biggest fan and sign up to enter your name. Then listen each day at 8:30 a.m. during our show, 1 p.m. During the coach's show, and 4:30 p.m. for Gwen and Chris. If you hear your name called as the biggest fan, call us within 10 minutes. You'll be registered to win our grand prize, two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort. Staycation with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood. So great staycation prize here in San Diego for our biggest fan that starts on November 1st. All right, second bone to pick. Laz Diaz, umpire in ALCS Game 4 last night.
Yeah, you know, he had a what you'd call a rough one.
Jeff Passner reported he missed, was it 22 ball and strike calls over the course of that game? I know calling balls and strikes isn't the easiest job in the world, but one of them in particular became incredibly important. We had a 2-2 game in the top of the ninth inning with two outs and two strikes. Nathan Eovaldi throws a perfect curveball on the outside corner. He walking off the mound, inning over, 2-2. Red Sox will have a chance to walk it off, take a 3-1 series lead. Gets called a ball, and the Astros then go on to score 7 runs after that missed call that would have ended the inning. 7 runs after a missed ball strike call. Now, if that was Laz Diaz's only one on a curve on the corner, of course, anyone can make a mistake. But 22 of them in a playoff game, it's nuts. And umpires just never seem to... There's never any consequences when the umpires make mistakes. Can you imagine if the players' union had the same union as the umpires' union? Hey, once you get to the big leagues, no matter how bad you are...
We can't send you down.
No matter how many strikeouts you have at the plate, how many errors you make... We can no longer ever send you down. You basically got a job
for
life.
You're here for life.
Yeah. You're 62 years old. You're still out there because we can't send you down because your union says once you're up here, unless you basically commit a massive felony crime, we can't do anything about it at this point. That's nuts. That's nuts that there's so little accountability for the umpires in Major League Baseball.
I thought it was a good call myself.
Are you cheering against the Red Sox now?
It looked up. I thought it was up. It was a little up. You can't.
Well, it started up. It's a curveball, and then it crosses the plate.
You can't let Jason Castro beat you, regardless of that pitch that you wanted and you didn't get. If you're Nate Eovaldi, you cannot let Jason Castro beat you. Right? So what? Things don't go your way. They were 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. The Red Sox were too. I get it. It's tough. I would have been livid. There's no doubt. I'm poking a little bit of fun. I would have been pissed as hell. But I also would have been pissed that they were 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position and had plenty of opportunity to take care of business. And they didn't. It's the way that it goes. Now, Laz Diaz has been pretty equally terrible the other way as well. The moment, though. The moment is what kills you if you're a Red Sox fan. You're just in hell because it was such a huge moment in the game. But he was fairly bad all night to both teams.
It wasn't just one-sided misses, sure.
That's the thing about baseball. And Passan kind of clarified, too, because he wrote a pitch about he wrote a piece about the 268th pitch that wasn't. And he goes, doesn't negate the 267 pitches before it, right? I mean, that's why baseball is just... It's just crazy. It's just the craziest game. But no, I mean, look, you know what I was... It's funny. I put money on the Red Sox yesterday. I thought they were going to roll through them no problem. And I lost that money, but I was like, well, I mean, at least we have a series again. And now in both cases, right, we have two really good series that is going to come down to a pure battle. It's going to be insane moving forward.
All guests on 97.3 The Fan appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. That includes Dennis Lynn, who joined Gwen and Chris yesterday, Padres insider. We'll hear some of the rumors that he's heard about the Padres offseason managerial search coming up. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad, save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Also need a contestant for Take on Woods. Coming up next are 5 questions of musical trivia. I will play that at about 7:10 like we do every single morning for your chance to qualify for our grand prize drawing of a getaway to Las Vegas at the Westgate VIP pod at the Sportsbook. $250 food and beverage credit. Phone lines are open right now. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll come back. We'll hear what Dennis had to say. We'll play some Take on Woods. Get into Don't Do This. All coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Right here, Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.